It's Monday, and it's the 10th of December. And it's a funny kind of morning. It's cold, but not frosty cold. It's slightly breezy. And it's a mixed sky. Some dark clouds, some pale, washy, whitey blue sky. And the sun's dim glow, not just clearing the distant rooftops. Not the sun, by the way, just the light from the sun. The tree that I'm standing below is the last one to drop its leaves in winter. It's a lovely tree. Lovely Acer colours in the autumn. And I sometimes shelter from the rain below it. Now it's almost bare. The last leaves clinging on. You can see completely up through it now, no cover. It must have been quite frosty during the night because the harder geraniums have laid down, almost completely laid down. He'll perk up again. Coal tits, blue tits, great tits, all in the apple tree. I often wonder what they get up there, in that bare tree. Only the blackbird eats the fruit. There's tiny apples in this apple tree, it's the size of bulls. Carpet bulls, by the way. Kiddies bulls, that size. Thousands of them. And it feeds the blackbird right into the middle of the winter. They've all gone now. Anything that's left will be on the ground. I had a great sleep last night. After 10, slept virtually all the way through till morning. I wasn't out of bed. So that's good, that's good. It's one of those mornings where, well, I could probably say this every morning, but no, it's one of those mornings where I just feel like sticking my head out into the wind, round the corner of the building, and catch the wind, full blast up my nostrils. Oh, and it is coming from the north. What a difference in temperature, just one step past the corner of the house. Oh, it's like opening a fridge door. That's probably why the plants are hanging low. Not sure what's on the forecast for today. We'll take what we get. I had a really lazy day yesterday. They're off. Heading due north. Will I? Of course, I'm talking about the starlings, aren't I? That brought up the big conifer. Will I ever remember to come out here and just keep quiet and listen for that signal for the off? too tied up with my own importance at times. I suppose it's kind of what we do anyway. Me, 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 me. I'm not feeling well. I've not had a good day. I didn't sleep well last night. I'm not in a good mood. You know. I haven't got any money. There's always somebody worse than you. But we do forget it, don't we? I mean, I know I do. You know, it's just a human nature thing again. They get kind of tied up in their own importance. Forget those around us. I admire those that just get on with life and always seem to be just riding along on the crest of a wave, no matter what hits them in life. Probably a great strategy in life. It's not easy. That's, I think, why, including myself, get tied up with our own importance and sometimes think that the world revolves around us. In reality, it doesn't. Anyway, yesterday, or I'll put it another way, a couple of days ago, I hung some fresh coconuts up for the birds. Because a certain grey long-tailed vermin had obviously come along and taken almost a whole coconut away and buried it. And I spotted them back on these half coconuts, which I had put on 3 foot long strands hanging from the tiniest twigs. And yet it found its way, grabbed the rope, grabbed the string and pulled the coconut up. So, running after it. I mean, banging the window made no difference. It just ignored me. So I ran to the back door and it stopped, but didn't run away. So I grabbed the sweeping brush to bang the dustbin with. And all it did was stand up and look at me. So I ran into the garden with the brush in hand. And it jumped onto the fence behind the apple tree where it's clever enough to know I can't get it. That bugger. So I chased him further and he just ran along the next door neighbour's fence, way along into the park. And 10 minutes later, he was back at the coconut. So in a typically Roadrunner, cartoonish style, I went through the same procedure. Chased it away. Leave that coconut alone. You greedy bugger, you've already taken a whole one away somewhere. So I went back indoors. And about half an hour later, I looked out and he was sitting on the fence eyeing up the coconut again. And I thought, who's going to win this campaign here? Do I really want to have to stand in vigilance over two half coconuts hanging from trees? So I made a coffee and walked away. Outsmarted by a grey squirrel. Therein lieth the lesson.